and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. This past hour, you've been listening to a mix of gospel, blues, and soul here on the Echo Chamber. We've got just a few more tracks here, but let me remind you that if you heard something you really liked but you didn't catch the artist or the track name, check out wrcc.org and look at the schedule for the Echo Chamber. Just before this, there's a track from the Universal Jubileers. Before that, Johnny Frierson, Blind Willie Johnson, Mahalia Jackson, and the Soul Stirrers. The last track you heard was from the Numero Group compilation album Good God, a Gospel Funk Hymnal. We're going to have another track from that up next. I hope you've had a good time listening to music with me today. Here is the Mighty Walker Brothers with God's Been Good to Me. Catch you next week on The Echo Chamber.
Oh, shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
We'll be right back. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. I do wrong for you. I can't take this loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. Me, darling, you'll see I can give you.
tomorrow you may be gone. You love me and I'm lonely. I've waited so long. Darling, now,
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Just a farewell kiss. shades to match, high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat, wearing pearls and a diamond ring, got bracelets on her arm and everything. Well, she's the devil in the blue dress, blue dress. Oh, she's the devil now, blue dress. Oh, but here she comes now.
Ah! advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Let's start today with mass shootings. You know, whenever there is news of a specific mass shooting, understandably, the focus becomes the facts of that particular situation. When we had the Buffalo mass shooting where this 18-year-old was targeting black people, this was in Buffalo, New York, not this past weekend, but the previous one, we immediately, understandably, correctly spoke about the details of that incident. Where did the individual come from? What were the motivations of the individual? Who were the victims? What was the response? What has been the political response? And on and on. And whenever we do that, we often will lose the perspective that there are so many of these mass shootings in the United States that it would almost be a full daily podcast just to keep up with the mass shootings that are taking place in the United States. Now, I spoke to a couple of people yesterday, just casually texted friends and said, hey, I'm researching for a story I'm doing. If I just asked how many mass shootings have there been in 2022 so far without looking anything up, what's your sense? And many of them wrote back something like, well, I'm aware of like three or four specific ones that like made the news to the threshold that I was aware of it. So there's probably been like 40 or 50 because we have a huge mass shooting problem here in the United States. We have had, as of yesterday, 210 mass shootings in the United States so far. It's only May. It's only May. And we have had 210 mass shootings. Never mind individual shootings, as well as shootings in which two, but not more than two people were injured or killed. Remember, if one person shoots two people, by most metrics, that's not considered a mass shooting. You could argue that it should be. But depending on the archive or statistics you look at, it only is considered a mass shooting when three or four people are injured or killed. And bearing that in mind, if you go to the gun violence archive and you can download a spreadsheet of this, you will see 210. Actually, in fact, I believe the number is now 211. Since I last looked at this, there was a mass shooting yesterday in South Carolina, North Charleston, where five people were injured. So it is now 211 mass shootings in the United States. Every single one of these is a story that impacts many people, families, friends, coworkers, etc. If we pick a random one of these, just for example, the second most recent one, which when I looked yesterday was the most recent one. When you look at that one, that was in Goshen, Indiana, by the way, a place I've been to. And it took place on Rosemere Court. When you look at the victims, there was a 17-year-old male who was killed. There was a female injured, another female injured, another female injured. And the suspect is believed to be a 20-year-old male who was also killed, according to the information that we have here. And for every single one of these, typically there is a media source that you can look at. In this case, the media source takes us looks like it's a Facebook page, a release from the Goshen Police Department talking about how an emergency call was received that a shooting took place at a residence. Five individuals were injured, according to the report. EMTs were sent out. Two injured females were airlifted to a trauma hospital in Fort Wayne. One was taken to a hospital in South Bend. An injured male was taken to Goshen Hospital, but has been declared deceased. And one male was pronounced deceased at the scene. Every single one of these is a story